It'll be still raw, I suppose, Mr. Boyer.
Yeah, it is. It should have been out of sight completely.
And should be seeing the game out.
We've got to start learning quickly. Very quickly. Or some of them have anyway, because they'll be out of the team. It's as simple as that now. We've totally dominated. I think it's 60-odd% possession, 22 shots. I think they've had two on target all night. We're not best pleased.
Last 20, 25 minutes, they really came at you and Blackpool couldn't get out, could they?
No, and that was an annoying bit, was that we might have thought that we'd done enough and we hadn't. We needed that second goal quite clearly. Before they equalised, and we had numerous opportunities to have done something.
And the goal, when it came, it was a lovely ball in from Luke O'Neill. Would you be looking at Ryan Alsop, or would you look at your defenders together?
No, I think you've got to look at your defenders first and foremost. We've literally just got away with one with a fantastic block off one of the defenders for us, and then it's gone out the box and then got knocked back, and we haven't moved. So the defenders have got to get out first, and then, there's a clue with Eves, he's 6'4". So, it's not like he's ghosted in. So it's disappointing because the two of them looking at each other and deciding who's a marking. But, I thought, up for the first 60, 70 minutes, we were terrific. We were really, really good. Played some fantastic stuff. And like I say, should have capitalised on the chances that we're creating.
And that's what makes it even harder to bear, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. We knew what Gillingham were about and what we would have to contend with, but the way we went about the game up until really the last 5-10 minutes when they're just pumping balls in your box, so it's disappointing. But we've got to go again now.
They changed the shape and went to a three at the back.
Yeah.
Do you feel you cope with that? Or?
Yeah, no, like I say, as strange as it was, there was a mix-up between Tilty and Will, and that presented them with an opportunity. But other than that, you're not talking about, and I've said this quite a few times now, so it's getting a bit boring. We're not saying about what a great save from Ryan Alsop and what a great save from Ryan Alsop again. So, and that was the disappointing thing on that.
You had to pull, well, you didn't have to, but I presume you pulled Kyle Vassell out through sheer fatigue.
Yeah.
And it seemed watching that once he went from the top of the pitch, you couldn't hold it up there and get yourself going forward.
And that's disappointing, and that's something that, we've got to address very quickly, because, like I say, we can't rely on Kyle all the time. It's unfair. I think what he's done the last two games is an unbelievable shift from him. Somebody else then has to step up to the plate, and at this moment in time, we're giving people opportunities and they don't want to grab them. So it's something that we might have to address.
A fine strike for the goal again.
Well, terrific strike, like I say, we created some great openings and we should have been out of sight. It's okay talking about that. We had numerous opportunities to have been out of sight.
Got to pick some heads up for Saturday now, though.
Yeah, we've got to go again. It's as simple as that. I think before these two games, one away at Peterborough and a home to Gillingham, if you'd have offered me 4 out of 6, we'd have took it, possibly. But the manner of it is obviously disappointing from tonight.
And I've just set the kit up on the near side in the dressing room corridor. The lads are clearly unhappy in there, so they should be.
Yeah, I think, you get to the stage where you've got young players and, they're learning, but some of them have got to learn quicker than possibly what the one or two are doing, because you can't keep repeating myself. I said this is the last home game to you, about the manner of the goal. So we've got to address that and quickly.